Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. I'm Imran Rasby with Higher Ground Financial Group, and this is Daniel Rasby with me. He's a tax attorney and also my eldest son. We work together. We want to help people really understand the rules. One of the things is, what we talk about in our seminars is, we want to uncover the other cup, the cup that has more information in it. Instead of just having, if you're playing a shell game, you have that one treat in one cup, the other cup may have a lot more treats in it. Yes. So which one should you get? You need more information. So making decisions without full information and having experts on your side is very, very tough. You may make a mistake. So right now, the market keeps just going up and up and up. And when you hear this radio show, maybe the market will do a dip. But, how do we... A lot of people have been trying to time the market for a long time, right? And most people that try to time the market fail. So you got to have a strategy that is long-term, that's not just short-term. Some people are doing great at it. Some people can day trade and make money, but there's few and far between. One out of 100 or 1,000 people will actually make money. Most people lose money. But one of the things is these big, giant companies look like they're making so much money, billions of dollars a quarter. So what's going on here, Daniel?
Well, I saw an article recently, and it was very eye-opening because it was about Google. And Google, in the first quarter of 2026, so this is going back a ways, first quarter of 2026, had a profit of $62 billion just for the one quarter.
That's crazy.
But people say, well, Google's a huge company. No, that was 81% higher than the previous quarter. So it was a huge increase. So why was it increased? Did they actually create anything new, any new revenue? They make more money?
Were they selling something different?
No. In fact, almost half of that profit, about $28 billion of that, was not from any revenue from their core products or search engines or ads or anything else. It was from Google updating the value of the equity it owns in private companies. And that sounds crazy, because if you think about it, if you have...
If I have a suit hanging in my closet and I take money out of my pocket, put it in the suit pocket, now the suit's worth more because now it has $3,000 in the pocket of the suit.
Exactly. So it's a little bit complicated why this works, because you would think, okay, how can they update the value of things they own if they haven't sold those shares, right? Because if you don't sell any shares of Google that you own, then you're not paying capital gains. So how is Google able to count it as gains that they now somehow have to pay taxes on, even though they didn't sell those shares? And the biggest company that they own, this private company, was Anthropic. They own a large piece of Anthropic, the AI company, which is not a publicly traded company. At least,
it's like my suit.
At the time, it was not.
It's like my suit hanging in the closet. It's not publicly traded, so it's a private suit. And I put a couple thousand dollars in there. I can decide how much that suit's worth now.
So because of an accounting rule for public companies, when they're holding these privately held firms, then when there is an equity turn, when there's new investment into that private company, then that requires all the other stakes to be revalued. And so Google kind of forced this to happen because they reported $16 billion of profits from Anthropic's valuation going up. The reason it went up is because Google invested $40 billion back into Anthropic. So it's circular, and the money moved in a circular motion and just raised the value of Google and showed higher profit for the first quarter of 2026, which was all fake. No real value was created. In fact, I believe Anthropic doesn't turn any profit and isn't expected to for a while. Most of these AI companies are not profitable and have no plans to be profitable anytime in the next several years.
Yeah, 90% of capital spending is in AI-related stuff. So the rest of the market only gets 10%. That's kind of lopsided.
So if you believe we're in an AI bubble right now, you should go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. If you're concerned, you want to protect some of your money from potential market losses, there's ways to have stop loss on your money so that you can still participate in some gains when the market is up, but you have no problem, a potential loss when the market's down. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we can talk to you about it.
And you're not the only ones that you might think that you're in a bubble. I mean, there's a lot of people. In fact, I just read an article about Bank of America. Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and they're a large company. And they came up and they gave, what did they announce to their clients?
They said 70% of our market indicators are saying that we're going to be in a bear market.
That's 70%. Okay. Think about that. There's a 70% chance that the market is going to go into a tumble, a bear market. That means a 20% loss or more. Okay. So if you're looking at your portfolio, you got $5 million. What if you lost 20%? That's $1 million. $1 million is a lot of money to lose. And you might think, well, that's all right. It'll come back. Yes, it may, but it may take several years. And the closer you are to retirement, the worse that looks for you. There's a something called the red zone of retirement. It's 5 years before and 5 years after retirement. In those 10 years, if you make a mistake or lose a bunch of money, you may never recover enough to have the comfortable retirement that you were seeking or hoping for. So planning is very important. So what did Bank of America and Merrill Lynch really say to their clients?
They said, pull your money out, sell equities.
They said, take the profits. We've had a great run. The market's doing so well. Take your profits. Just like if you're at a blackjack table. At some point, you want to take the money off the table. You don't want to keep betting everything on there. And that's what they're saying. Take some of the money off the table. Take some profits. Taking is really recommended now.
So you know that old song, the old country song, the gambler, you know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. And I've talked about that with my clients a lot lately. You know, you got to know when to walk away. It's so hard when you're winning, when you're up. And you got to, as we talk about on this program all the time, first determine, do you have enough to fulfill your objectives in retirement? If you do, then you should know when to fold, when to walk away. In fact, even in that song, he gives four options: hold, fold, walk away, or run. Three out of the four involve stopping game, ending the game. Only one out of four times do you even remain in.
But it's so hard to do when you're winning. I mean, when you win, stock keeps going up and up and up, and you're like, when, you know, I can't leave now. I'm going to lose some of the stuff on the table. But, you know, Warren Buffett, after he started doing this over 2 years ago, he started taking money out of the market 2 years ago, and he missed all these double-digit growths. But, you know, he didn't really lose money because he was still doing short-term lending and other things that was profitable.
But there still was a lot of lost opportunity cost. He could have made even more having stayed in the market. But he believes there's a bigger opportunity when there's a big crash. And in your retirement, whenever that crash is coming, you need to know where you're going to get your income and your lifestyle money from at that time. So it's important to have both, you know, still play in the casino, you know, but play with house money. Pull out the money that you've put in, play with house money, put some, you can put some additional money in, but on a smaller scale so that most of your money is protected from loss.
And one of the strategies that we've used with our clients is you pull a lot of your winnings out, and you put it in someplace safe. It's called contract-based assets. And then when the market does drop, then you can dollar cost average back in from the safe stuff and put in, let's say you put $1 million aside, then you put in $100,000 a year back in and get the dollar cost averaging the growth, and you're buying it on sale. See, the hardest part is, you know, selling high, buying low. Well, everybody wants to buy low, but you know what happens? Everybody buys when it's going up and up and up, you know, and sometimes they get in too late. And selling high, well, they don't want to get out because the market's went up and up and up. But that's the deal. You have to sell when it's high and buy when it's low. And sometimes, in fact, most times, you're not going to sell it at the peak. You got to sell it before it hits the peak so you don't get crushed when the peak is over.
Exactly. So a lot of the market returns feel very fake right now. And, you know, you bring up a good point, though. Even if they're fake, wouldn't you want to take advantage of them while they last?
Yeah.
So there are ways to do that. As you said, you can dollar cost average back in. New money going in is much more safe because when it does crash, you're continuing to invest and you're buying it when it's on sale. But even when you protect it, just because it's protected does not mean you are not getting the gains. In fact, there were some people I know that got 16, 18% last year with no chance of loss at all. Does that happen every year? No. And in fact, it won't happen for you. Past performance is not, you know, future results. But the point I'm making is it's possible to actually make some good money with protection from loss.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be ever quite as much as the market in a bull market, but it will be a really respectable gain. It doesn't have to be just a fixed rate like you get in a CD or a treasury. There are ways to have much higher potential gains while keeping your money protected from loss.
And our focus is really retirement, people that are about to retire, that are in retirement. The strategy is different. First of all, you got to have strategies, right? While you're working and putting money aside, the strategy is to grow as much as possible, to keep throwing in. And the more you put aside, the better off you'll be. The issue is that you need to have a different strategy when you retire. It's totally different. What do I mean by that? It's totally different when you retire.
Well, you're not accumulating anymore. You're distributing. And there's a really big difference between accumulation and distribution. When the market is, when you're trying to grow your wealth, you're continuing to invest every single year. So you're putting
more money. And that's dollar cost averaging because you're buying it over a period of time and you're getting the benefit. But when you're taking money out and you have to sell when the market is going down, not throughout any issue with you, it's just the market, that's what the market does, and you have to sell. That's called dollar cost savaging. It savages your wealth and you'll never recover.
And the reason is because you don't want to take money out of a losing asset. You don't want to sell when it's down. But just as you're buying every year, whether it's up or down, on the way up, so it's not so bad, because even if you're buying when it's on the way down, you're still buying more shares at that time. If you're selling every year, which it happens when you're retiring, you're selling every year, whether the market's down or not. And if you sell while it's going down, then you have a double hit. It's like two losses at the same time. So it's really important to protect as you transition into the distribution phase of retirement. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Make an appointment with our tax attorneys to figure out how to minimize your risk and fees and taxes. And on the subject of risk, I just can't laugh enough about this article we read about Google, that they invested $40 billion more in a company that's not making a profit, and therefore their own profits jumped by an extra $16 billion that quarter. And it's like, it's all made up. You're moving from the left pocket to the right pocket and then calling yourself richer. It's the same money. So it's very confusing. There's a lot of moving parts. And yes, some of these things may be good, smart financial business moves. I'm not saying Google's making bad business decisions, that their stock's going to crash or anything like that in particular, but it's a symptom of a larger problem. Everybody's just investing in AI and nothing else, and it's certainly not profitable.
And companies do this all the time. I used to work for New York Life a long time ago, and they needed a little more money in their surplus because they wanted the ratings to stay high. So what they do, they issued $1 billion of debt. Okay, but that means they got more in debt, but that $1 billion became to the other side to profitability and give them a surplus of $1 billion, even though they issued the debt themselves. And that allowed their ratings to stay high. So companies do this all the time. They play with these type of numbers because they're calculated differently. And the underlying thing is, how long can this last? They can only do this so long. They can't keep issuing debt every year and keep bolstering their company.
And AI is only going to be swallowing up the dollars of investment until the dollars run out. Because it's not making any money, it's not making any profit. In fact, there was another article we read recently. There's a Pizza Hut franchise that had $100 million in damages that were caused by implementing AI in their Pizza Hut franchises. That's crazy. So there are people that are losing money hand over fist with this. Yes, I think AI is here to stay. It's going to continue. Yeah. It's going to grow. But along the way, it's going to be a bumpy ride. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and find out how you can protect your wealth.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.